Blog Talk Radio. He'll put the angels on alert. They'll be on their designated post, watching over you and you and you. And I just thank God for you. And hallelujah, I just want you to get comfortable. Get your cushion to position your posture. Get you some chips and dip and everything you want to sip. And help me to edify the word of God on tonight. I'm coming across this global airway, distributing the good news of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I will be with you 30 minutes on the clock tonight. And before we go into any further preliminaries, I'm asking all of those that will, all of my loved and faithful listeners out there in my podcast audience on tonight, I would love for you that will to bow your heads in reverence of the one and only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're going to reference him on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west. Hallelujah, Father. We know that this world is not our home, but you have a designated mansion in reserve for those that are living according to your commands, God. But we are just pilgrims traveling through this barren land, God. And I'm asking you on tonight to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you and the parts of their sins. I'm asking you, O gracious Heavenly Father, grace me your servant with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their soul. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus, matchless, spotless, marvelous name. And we as a unity, pilgrims of Jesus Christ, shall all in unity say amen and amen. And I just thank you, those of you that were able to tune in tonight, their lives a blessing with your name on it. God bless us. Each and every one that are cheerful givers. He even blesses those that don't even have a desire to give. So God is not an unjust God, but God is a just God because he even blessed the unbelievers. He even blessed the saved as well as the unsaved. He blesses the just as well as the unjust. So we just thank God for all his goodness and all of his mercies. We thank God on tonight. And so we're going to go right on into our program without any further hesitation. And our sermon on tonight, entitled, The Pursuit of Happiness. Hallelujah. And we find out in a global age that we're living in, we find out that everyone is looking for happiness. And people are following many avenues trying to find it. They look for it in money. They look for it in parties, self-improvement programs, fantasy cars, luxury homes are promoting the cause. Hallelujah. We know that that's the wrong list. We know that the right one is found in the law of Matthew 5. Hallelujah. And we will read our scripture on tonight, and it reads like this: Blessed are the poor in spirit, hallelujah, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And we know that Jesus talked of that deep and lasting happiness come from being right with God. He said we are blessed, are happy when we are poor in spirit, recognizing our desperate need for God, mourning, realizing the awfulness of sin and being generously sorry for it, being meek and demonstrating self-control, even even when we are mistreated. Hallelujah. Hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Longing to be holy and pure. Merciful, showing mercy to others, just as God showed mercy unto us. Pure in heart, being single-minded and sincere in our devotion to Christ. Peacemakers, sharing the peace Christ offers and promoting peace with one another. Hallelujah. Prosecuted, being willing to suffer for Jesus' sake. Looking for happiness, following Jesus' way. We find out that happiness are they who love the Lord, whose heart have Christ confessed, who by his cross has found their life. Beneath his yoke, their rest. And we find out happiness depends on what you are, not of what you have. And we're going to go on into a little further in our dialogue on tonight, because our sermon on tonight, as I first stated, is the pursuit of happiness. And we know everybody is trying to find happiness in some kind of way. They're trying to find it in love and companionship. They're trying to find it in friendship. They're trying to find it in every opportunity that's available to them. And we find out, hallelujah, that Jesus come. He is our salvation. So Jesus come. And he was born to save his people. Hallelujah. And what made Jesus great wasn't his family line that he came from, the lineage of King David and Solomon. Wasn't that he was born of a virgin? Wasn't all the miracles he performed, the feeding of 5,000, walking on the water? Wasn't that a woman was healed by touching the hem of his garment? While these are significant and marvelous facets of who Jesus was and what he did for others, I would like to suggest that the greatest thing about Jesus is that he came to save us from ourselves. The angel said he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus came not to deliver us from a series of wrong actions, but to transfuse us with godly nature. Our new life in Christ will result in a new attitude, hallelujah, and values, new way of walking, new way of talking. The birth of Jesus symbolized that all who follow him will allow be born into new abundant life, created within them by the same Holy Spirit who created the life-saving Lord within Mary. And we find out our greatest and loving Savior came to transform our spirit so that we are no longer slaves to our desires and sins. We're born into a new life in Christ. Hallelujah. We no longer say the devil made me do it. Instead, our love for God compels us to say yes to his ways, which are life and life to us. We know that through the testimony of his life and the shedding of his pure, innocent blood, we find forgiveness for our sins and the power to live in liberating and God's glorified ways. And we also know that the envious hearts of the unsaved kinfolks, as well as others who knew us before we met Jesus, are often reluctant to acknowledge that we have changed. They would rather sentence us to everlasting sameness. They fail to realize that God is a miracle worker in adversity. Not even the plastic dance of circumstances can prevent the discriminating grace of God from healing and transforming and making whole those who have believed in Christ Jesus. We know that the mind paralyzed by unbelief will never admit that the exquisite beauty of God's grace can work powerful miracles. Those who live in unbelief sometimes develop suspicions, which ultimately become conclusions. Their conclusion cuts them out from God's ability to do what seems impossible in their own life. This passage in Mark seems to confirm the old saying, you can never go home again. And when you try, you will encounter those whose hearts are full of anger and suspicion. We found out when Jesus went home to Nazareth, he encountered a city blinded by the unbelief of those who saw him as the Galilean patient and the unlettered Nazarene, rather than as the Son of God. But thanks be to God, there are a few whose hearts were open and not closed against him in anger. Hallelujah. And we know that through the fragrance of his grace, he healed them. And he can change those around us so that they'll acknowledge God's saving grace in us and in their own lives. And we can submit this prayer petition before God. Lord, thank you that the wheels of provisions turn full circles. It brings some down and lifts others up. Most of all, Lord, we thank you that you turn the wheel. Amen. And if you ever feeling like you're lonely, you have no one to call your own, and your pursuit for happiness has gone unnoticed, I would like to encourage your heart on tonight. I would like to let you know that Jesus is a heart fixer. God is a mind revelator. God is a burden bearer. God can bring happiness and the pursuit of happiness only through salvation. And I don't know who I'm talking to tonight out there in my live podcast listening audience, but I know there's some of you out there that you have been a widow. Some of you have lost loved ones and soulmates and spouses, and you feel like that there's to be any more happiness for you. But I want you to know, if you allow Jesus to be the administrator of your life, God can turn things around in your life. God can bring hope back into your life. God can bring happiness back into your life. Because we know that happiness is only found in Christ Jesus. The world will tell you that there is happiness in the world. I've been out in the world, and I am a living witness that all the happiness that's out there in the world are only possessed of the world. And it's just a temporary fix. It's just like a band-aid on a sword that never heals. It's a temporary fix. And we know that when the doctor tells us that we have an incurable disease, and that disease starts to show in our skin surfaces, we know that a band-aid will not fix that. We have to go further, and we have to get something that we know will soothe and take care of that intrusion. And we know that God is a mind fixer. He is a mind revelator. And he is happiness. God said he didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but he came that the world through him might be saved. And so I would suggest you that are out there that don't know God in the parts of your sin zone tonight. We are encountering a Thanksgiving holiday where many drivers will be on the road. And guess what? Satan will be on the road as well. Satan will be driving without his seatbelt on. Satan driving without a driver license in his wallet. Satan will be driving erratic. He will be out there trying to steal and to kill and destroy whomever gets in his way. So I want to encourage your heart tonight. Don't let the devil catch you slipping. Don't let him catch you out there on the road without your insurance liability. And your insurance liability is salvation. God is the only one that can give you a license of salvation. It never expires. It's everlasting. It's enforced by God as long as you're living an upright and Christian life before God and man. It never expires. And so, if I were you, right where I was standing, I would raise both of my hands toward heaven. I would acknowledge to God, God, I am a sinner. Yes, I've sinned. And I'm a sinner. But I'm humbly, submitted to your throne of grace on tonight. I'm asking you to forgive me of all sins that I've rendered unto you. And to throw all of my sins into the sea of forgetfulness. God will remember them anymore. Ask God to be your Lord and Savior. He will forgive you for every wrong that you've ever done. And you can be on the road to everlasting life with Jesus. Don't be out there. During this holiday, everybody's going to be going somewhere. Some people will make their destination, and some will not. But this is just a warning to the wise. I would suggest you on tonight that don't know God to get to know God tonight. You don't have to be in the church to get repentance of your sins. God will forgive you right where you stand, right where you sit, right where you're allowing. If you're allowing down, God can remove all sin and unrighteousness and place his heart of salvation within you right now. I wouldn't put it off another minute, another hour, another day. I would accept God right now, because who knows if you make it to see that relative that you're going to visit. Only God knows for sure. But you can be assured that when you're riding along down the highway in the Bible with Jesus at your side, I come to let your heart that Jesus is people friendly. So I would suggest you buckle up with Jesus before you go. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would ask the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You are encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Make your correspondent attention. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet again, I encourage you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
name.